Hey, sports fans, this is Coach Eric Johnson, Coach EJ, the brand.
And this is Coach Aaron, the source.
Got it. Aaron, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
Go ahead.
You know, it's funny, Aaron, because we come across this a lot, and I'm seeing this again as we jump into the fall again here a little bit. And I see at the fall, I see us at the spring, I see us in the summer, beginning of each season, I see this one subject. It's called the fix me mentality. Fix me mentality theory. Like, hey, I need a quick fix. Can you tune me up? What do you think about that, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Well, we talk about that all the time in our coach-to-coach conversations. It's the fix me mentality syndrome. And, you know, again, you work with baseball players. I do with baseball players, but I also see it in other sports too, especially being a speed specialist. This is a fix me mentality. An athlete is struggling. Maybe they're not hitting. Maybe they're not throwing strikes. Maybe they're losing races. Maybe they're getting beat to the ball. You know, maybe they're not jumping high enough on rebounds. And what happens is the parents key in on that one aspect of their play. And so the first thing they want to do is go out, let's find somebody to help them with that. And so they come to someone like me or you, and they bring the athlete, we work with them. And sometimes it's a session, sometimes it's a couple sessions, and sometimes a little bit longer. And as soon as the athlete starts to turn that curve or they get better, they stop working out. They stop training. And that's what I call the fix me mentality. They're so worried about that one small aspect, they forget about the overall development of that athlete, because they're just thinking that all that athlete's success or failure is hinging on that one particular quality. And it's counterproductive, because what happens is an athlete goes into this problem, it manifests itself, they go to professional, they get it fixed. As soon as they get it fixed, they're like, okay, bye, see ya. And then inevitably, it pops up again. So they come back,
right,
get it fixed, they're gone. And I think right, that's a syndrome or a cycle that a lot of parents get into. And one reason why I know this is because some will ask me that question. Well, how long do you think it'll take?
Right.
How long do you think it'll take for my kid to jump higher or to get faster? It's something that
I call it maybe one hit wonder. One hit wonder, man. I'm telling you, Aaron. It's funny because and not to interrupt you, it's funny because, you know, I've got to go to this event and I got to get ready for it. I'm going to leave it at kind of like that. Like, I've got this event and I got to get ready for it. Well, wait, is your athletic and journey based on one event?
Right.
Or is it based on your development to get to a certain point and develop and become the best athlete you can be and keep on playing or keep on running or keep on playing a sport, golf, tennis, soccer, hockey, all those things, you know, what's your goal? It goes back to goal setting and managing the athlete, you know? And I think a lot of times, you know, people come in, hey, I got to get ready for this showcase and I got to do this. And it's like, okay, well, when's the showcase? Next weekend. Well, I know as an instructor, I'm not going to start fixing things and start changing things in an athlete. So you know, they can be confused when they go to that showcase about whether they're fielding, hitting, running, all that stuff. Right. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tune them up and get them ready to at least get the repetitions to be sharp with the skill set they have. But right. that mentality to me is just so archaic with the development of athletes these days. And I think, you know, I tell the parents out there, I tell the young athletes out there, you get away from that, because that's not going to help you get where you need to be in the end. And a lot of you are trying to get to the next level. That's not a next level thought process, just so you know that out there in our podcast land, is that that's not a next level way of thinking. That's very, very much working against you in your development to be where you want to be at the next level.
Oh, I completely agree, and you couldn't have said it better. Parents need to understand that there's degrees of fixing or training an athlete. And just because you fix one right. thing doesn't mean that there's other things that don't need to be addressed and need to have attention. Now, they may not be as apparent to you or as glaring in the performance, but again, when you're talking about developing athlete, you're talking about building blocks, and you're stacking layers of conditioning and layers of technique and you know, processes that culminate into the athlete that you're looking for. And that does take time. And to have quick fixes and then kind of dart in and out of these training sessions or these, you know, fix me sessions doesn't really serve the athlete well in the long run. So I think, you know, parents should look at, hey, okay, great, there is a problem, I want to address it, but also I don't want this to be the only time we seek help.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's,
I think that's so clear and very clear, Aaron. That's really good what you just said there.
I mean, basically, we say it all the time. I'm in the business of failure. Most people,
right?
Most people don't seek out trainers until they fail. And I urge parents to be, if you're talking about developing an athlete, you got to be more proactive, and you got to be able to say, hey, we're gonna train during the times when everything is going great, because we know we still need that training for the long-term development of our athlete. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to train or seek help when things are failing and going wrong. And that, I think, is probably the biggest takeaway that someone should have listening to today's podcast.
Super way to really end it, because I think our successes that we've had, you and I, training athletes, has been those who continue to train with us and continue to grow and mature. So on that note, I'm going to say, hey, this is Coach EJ signing out the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.